Welcome to Palestine Today, service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imenc.org, for Monday, August 22nd, 2011. Israeli military escalates military operations in Gaza and the West Bank, killing 15 Palestinians in 3 days. And Israeli officials call for more attacks in the Gaza Strip. The details and more are coming up. Stay tuned. Israeli airstrikes killed 15 Palestinians during the past 3-day offensive on the Gaza Strip. Palestinian medical sources in Gaza said that there were 3 children among the dead, adding that most of the bodies are severely mutilated and charred. Ayman Sohbani, head of the emergency room at Ashifa Medical Center in Gaza, said there were women, children, and elderly among the wounded, including 2 children in serious condition. Early Sunday morning, a car was reportedly struck by an Israeli missile in a Zaytun neighborhood of Gaza City. Another airstrike in northern Gaza Sunday reportedly injured 7 members of the Sultan family, including 2 children. Bombing of the Gaza Strip started over a week ago and intensified following the attack on military bus en route to Eilat on Thursday. Palestinian officials condemned the ongoing attacks against the Gaza civilians and warned against a full-scale military operation in the Gaza Strip similar or stronger than the CAST-led offensive in December 2008. In the meantime, officials of the Israeli Kadima opposition party, headed by Tzipi Livni, are currently demanding the Israeli government of Benjamin Netanyahu to launch a large-scale military offensive against the Gaza Strip, including a ground invasion. Party officials slammed Netanyahu after news of a ceasefire between Israel and the Hamas movement in Gaza were published by a number of news outlets. Livni stated that in 2008 and 2009, Netanyahu opposed a ceasefire with Hamas and demanded a military attack against it. 55 Palestinians were injured following clashes that took place between local residents and Israeli soldiers who invaded the city of Hebron in the southern West Bank in the early hours of Monday morning. Medical sources in Hebron said that some of the wounded residents were hit by rubber-coated steel bullets fired by the soldiers. Others were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation, while the rest were violently attacked and beaten by the soldiers. Israeli policemen and members of the so-called Border Guards units closed on Sunday after midnight the Bab al-Amud area, one of the main gates of Jerusalem, while more than 1,500 Palestinian youth continue their protest in Al-Aqsa Mosque in Old Jerusalem. The army claimed the closure was enforced after an Israeli soldier was stabbed during a night protest that took off from Bab al-Amud, marching towards Salah ad-Din Street. The protesters were marching in condemnation of the Israeli escalation and assault against the Gaza Strip. Hundreds of Israeli soldiers and policemen invaded the area, broke into and searched dozens of homes, causing damage to the property. Israeli policemen kidnapped several youth and violently attacked Palestinian medics in the area. The kidnapped youths were moved to Al-Maskoubiya Interrogation Center in West Jerusalem. That rounds up the main news for today. Please join us again tomorrow for a summary of important events in the Palestinian territories. You have been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Center. For more updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. This report has been brought to you from Occupied Bethlehem by Hussein Tetsis and me, George Mishmar.